West Des Moines is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.
Happy to have back on the phone our friend, the former senior editor at Rotten Tomatoes, talk about this weekend's movies, Gray Drake. Hey, Gray, good morning.
Hi, Gray.
Yay! March is going to be a very magical month with magical, wonderful things for me to say.
Oh, good. All right. Yes. So announcement on next career move coming very soon from Gray. We'll look forward to that. So
sometime awesome. In the next 31 days.
Very effective tease, Gray.
Oh, my God. It's so good. And I just, of course, as soon as I said that, I'm like, oh, my God, what if the company totally, like, lets me down?
No, it won't. Not. It won't happen. Positive thinking here.
This is now Gray Drake back to junior editor of Rotten Tomatoes.
So what did you think of Gaga and Bradley Cooper? Do you think, because everybody's talking about if they really got something steamy going on in real life, what do you think? Or is this just acting, folks?
When I first saw A Star Is Born at the Toronto Film Festival, I walked out sobbing, feeling like I've never seen a director more in love with his star. And the way he made that movie was so loving to her. And the press tour and the Oscars, it just says the exact same thing to me, mm-hmm. that they've got a very deep love for each other. And if I were Bradley Cooper's girlfriend, I would be like, bitch, what?
Okay. Now, the story that was out this morning is that he did this on purpose. He got her to fall for him so that it would be a more authentic movie. So he manipulated her. Mm-hmm. From what you know or have heard about Bradley Cooper, does that seem believable?
Not at all.
Okay.
I think he's a lovely person. He's a very talented filmmaker. I think he's been waiting his whole career to be taken seriously, because before we just thought he was like a hot guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think now he is, and they're just loving every bit of press that this brings them, because they're going to re-release the film into theaters with 12 new minutes.
Okay.
Oh, good.
And I am going to purchase a ticket to see it myself.
All right.
I haven't seen it yet. I mean, I guess I'm going to see it for the first time with this extra 12 minutes.
An extended edition of Shallows. All my wildest dreams are coming true.
Yeah, you can fit a lot of la-la-la-las into 12 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can.
All right, let's get to this clip from the movie Greta.
Are you a child?
No, you're the child. You need someone to love. You need a mother to hold you. You love someone, and you're afraid to love. We both know it's true.
Don't you dare talk to me about my mother.
Darling, don't you understand? She had to die. She had to die for me.
Boy, nothing, no better to disguise, though, than an old woman.
Yes.
I mean, you fall for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's either looking for a Boy Scout to help her cross the street or a giant shoe, you know?
And that is what was one of the many things that makes Greta so scary.
Yeah.
So those are the voices of Chloe Grace Moretz, who was protesting very sharply, and then mostly Isabelle Huppert, who is this French actress. I didn't even know that she existed until the 2000s when she did a movie called I Heart Huckabees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure,
and
I remember that, yeah.
She was so interesting in it that it made me a fan. I've looked at her other stuff. She's an incredible actress. She released over 100 films in her whole career. And in Greta, she plays this woman who seems like, oh, she's just this harmless, lonely old lady who forgot her purse on the subway. Mm. And Chloe Grace Moretz ends up deciding she's going to do a good deed, and she regrets it instantly. So there you have it. Don't do nice things.
Mm-hmm. We've been telling you.
Yep. Preach.
Yep. I see a bag. I say something. See something. Say something.
So I love obsessed stalker movies. And this is one of the best ones, because it could have been really stupid and predictable, but the acting is so good. And the script has just enough funny moments. It was directed by an Irish dude named Neil Jordan, who did The Crying Game. And he's no joke. Like, he's a great director, and so he's really elevating this material. It makes it very fun to watch. I wholeheartedly recommend this to anyone that just wants, like, a pulpy, trashy movie. Anybody who loves Chloe Grace Moretz's Hit Girl and Kick-Ass. this movie works for nearly everyone, and especially a great date movie because y'all gonna be hanging on to each other like crazy.
And Bradley Cooper. Yes, absolutely.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.